Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you make it through the day without doing this, you can look back on this moment and go, you know what? Did all right.
Okay.
Did all right.
All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without, quote, forgetting to return your rented U-Haul for 14 years at 30 bucks a day, you're doing okay.
How do you forget to return a U-Haul?
Here's Mitchell.
Or a U-Haul, which is what we used to call it.
Yeah. Here's Mitchell. He's an employee at the U-Haul store.
Okay.
Finding out that, oh, well, here's that missing U-Haul that has not been in our inventory for 14 years. It just materialized overnight.
So when I opened it up, I'm like, well, that's not normal. And then I was looking for the license plate, and the license plate's gone too, so I knew something was up. For 14 years, multiply that by $30 a day, it'd be about $153,000.
Oh, wow.
And then you have to add on the tax, of course, yeah. So that rounded up to about $165,000.
Yeah, so they're not really going to look for the person who returned it. That's not their thing. They're just happy they got the U-Haul back. Apparently, this is a thing that happens a lot. U-Hauls just go missing.
Really?
I guess.
And they have contracts signed by people when you rent them. How?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't have that answer.
All right. So they just like, I'm not going to do the detective work.
Yeah.
Like, I know who last checked that out. You could follow up with a phone call.
I mean, you could. That you seems could. Rational. There you seems could. To be a lot of fuzzy area between point A and point B.
Yeah. But, okay, well, great news. They got it back in the fleet. Probably going to have to re-register that.
Yeah, probably have to give it a new VIN.
New plate.
Put a new plate on it. Make sure the oil's changed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet you whoever had it probably hasn't been maintaining it.
I remember renting a U-Haul for a cross-country move that I made from... and then when I got to the new city... the guys that I was dropping the U-Haul at, they were like, you drove this? I was like, yeah. They're like, I don't know if I would have rented this one to you.
Oh.
I was like, what do you mean? You hear that knocking noise? Well, yeah, I heard it. I didn't think anything of it. Well, you probably should have thought something of it.
Was it, like, out of oil?
Apparently, it was not in good shape.
Oh, wow.
And so they were like, we're going to go ahead and call the place you actually rented it from just to chat with them. But they didn't give me a discount or anything, which
really?
I was kind of hoping this was where it was leading.
They
I was like, oh, okay,
given you a
okay.
lemon discount.
Okay, so, yeah, this is...
You
this
rented
is,
me a lemon.
Yeah.
Give me a discount.
But it got me where I needed to go.
Point A to point B.
That's right.
It's all that matters.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to return your rented U-Haul for 14 years.
Well, and we're saying that to whoever person this is. We still don't know who did that.
Don't know who it is because they're not going to actually go looking for that person.
But maybe it's also a setting bar for the places that are renting these vehicles to do a little better follow-up care program.
Maybe.
If some of your vehicles are not being returned
That's
when they're
right.
supposed to. Maybe get set reminders. Like, hey, this one's supposed
set
to be
reminders.
Back today.
Yeah.
Let's follow up with
We're
Bill,
in the digital age now.
Who signed the contract to rent it. Like, it feels like there's some better ways that we can keep up with that.
That's our Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.